Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s. If I do say so myself, that's as smooth a segue as you're going to get.
I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why each night and day I pray, Lord up above, please send me down somebody to love. But no. Chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now.
Thank you.
night and day I pray, the Lord up above, please send me down somebody to love. But nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm nobody's baby now.
The Class of 1940 on KPTZ begins with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five and Keep a Knockin', a tune that he recorded about 16 years before Little Richard. We follow that with I'm Nobody's Baby from the wonderful Mildred Bailey. And this is Jerry Osborne as the Class of 1940 continues with the great sax man Ben Webster and Bojangles. Little piece of music there from Ben Webster titled Bojangles. Now we turn to a quartet from Chicago who had one hit that made the top 20, but they never followed it up with another one. The name of the group is The Cats and the Fiddle, and their tune from 1940 is I Miss You So, and it's the same song that Paul Anka had a big hit with 19 years later.
Those happy hours that once were ours, I'm missing, yes, I know. Most of all, I miss you so. Now that I'm lonely, I want you only to share my dreams once more. Please come back. I miss you so. Love you, and I'll be true. Oh, honey, don't you know? Most of all, I miss you so.
You need are three cats and a fiddle and one litter box, and you've got yourself a band. Now cruising right along through the year of 1940, we have one of those rare opportunities to play for you a woodpecker song. More importantly, a woodpecker song that was number one in the country. And it's by the sensational Glenn Miller Orchestra and the vocal by Marion Hutton.
Each morning bright and early to wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and girlie his happy serenade on wood. Hear him picking out a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long. Come on and try that rhythm, just let your heart beat with them. And when you hear that tick-a-tick-tick-tick-a-tick-tick-tick-a-tick-tick, sing right along to serenade your lady. Just find a tree that's shady and listen to that tick-a-tick-tick-tick-a-tick-tick happy little woodpecker song.
Yes, indeed. That's the only number one song I know that's all about a woodpecker and his song. And we all know that 1940 was smack dab in the middle of the big band era, but there's something about Glenn Miller and his orchestra that needs to be pointed out. And that is, for the year of 1940, he had 46 songs on the charts for that year. Unbelievable. And you heard it right here on KPTZ with Jerry Osborne. And now, with the aid of Charlie Barnett and his orchestra, we'll try to answer the musical question, where was I? Somebody must know.
have you first listened to a lie? Where was I? I always felt that you would melt in someone's arms some night, and I was right. The moment came, but what a shame that someone else came by. Where was I?
Another big hit from 1940, that is the Charlie Barnett Orchestra. And the vocal work is by Mary Ann McCall. And she wants to know where she was when everything hit the fan. A couple of minutes ago, I was talking about how Glenn Miller had 46 songs on the chart in 1940. But Bing Crosby had 22 on the chart that year. And that's a lot for anyone, but less than half that Glenn Miller had. So it kind of puts that in perspective. One of Bing's number one hits in 1940 was Only Forever. And this is a tune that was recorded by quite a few people over the years. But let's listen to Der Bingle's version.
Do I want to be with you as the years come and go? Only forever, if you care to know. Would I grant all your wishes and be proud of the task? Only forever, if someone should ask, how long would it take me to be near if you beckon? Offhand, I would figure less than a second. Do you think I'll remember how you looked when you smiled? Only forever, that's putting it mild. Take me to be near if you beckon. Offhand, I would figure less than a second. Do you think I'll remember how you looked when you smiled? Only forever, that's putting it mild.
Only Forever, and that's Bing Crosby on the Jerry O. Show here at KPTZ. And so we go from Bing to Bonnie, and that would be Wee Bonnie Baker, backed by the Orrin Tucker Orchestra, and one of her catchy little novelty tunes, You'd Be Surprised.
He's not so good in the crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much of a dance, but then when he takes you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover, but don't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in he's a delicate thing, but when he starts in to squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knee, you'd be surprised. At a party or at a ball, got to admit he's nothing at all, but in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised.
You have Bonnie Baker, who sounds a lot like Minnie Mouse, and one of her many big hits from the 40s. Bonnie Baker had two hits, both revived by Kathy Linden in 1958. One was Billy, and the other was You'd Be Surprised. And now, gang, if you thought the Woodpecker song was kind of a goofy title, well, how about this one? It ranks as one of the more peculiar titles of the show this week, Celery Stalks at Midnight. Think about that as we listen to it by Will Bradley and his orchestra. Nice piece of music from the big band era, Will Bradley and his orchestra, and Celery Stalks at Midnight. I suppose I could have held off on that one just in case I ever wanted to get around to doing the class of crunchy vegetable songs, but that's not in the plan at the moment. What is in the plan right now is to acknowledge that one of the more magical things from this era is the voice of Doris Day, and her song describes her voice. It's magic.
It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charm, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. Can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? My love for you. It's magic. It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my
KPTZ Port Townsend. Thank you.
The second half of the Jerry O Show begins with the Duke, Ellington, not John Wayne, and Cottontail, but not Peter. And so as Fats Waller begins tickling the ivory keys, we get to hear one of his many great compositions titled "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do."
Take a notion to jump into the ocean. Tain't nobody's business if I do, 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 do. Rather than persecute me, choose that you would shoot me, 'cause tain't nobody's business if I do. You can talk, you can rave, they can say awful things about me. I don't care what you say, go on your way if you doubt me. 'Cause if I go to church on Sunday and tear down on Monday, tain't nobody's business if I do. I mean it, I solid mean it.
Anytime I hear the music of Fats Waller, I picture him at the keyboard with that brown derby of his and singing Honeysuckle Rose or Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do. And it's mighty good to have you with me right here on KPTZ. And it's time now for that great vibraphonist, Lionel Hampton, and probably his most famous song. In fact, it was his theme song, and it's Flying Home. Kick it off, Hamp.
Thank you.
Lionel Hampton and Flying Home. And that's from the class of 1940. 1 week from now, we'll be doing the class of 1950. And it's always a lot of fun once we get into the 50s, that's for sure. And I'm so fortunate to have the ink spots show up in time to confirm what I just said. There ain't no maybe about it.
Maybe you'll think of me when you are all alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will you do? Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were. Maybe you'll ask me to come back again, and maybe I'll say maybe. Maybe you think of me when you are all alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will I do? Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me to come back again. And maybe I'll say maybe.
The unmistakable lead voice of Bill Kenny, along with the ink spots, and maybe. And maybe you'll want to get up and dance to the Redskin Rumba.
Ah!
That's Charlie Burnett and his orchestra making his second appearance on the show today. As you'll recall, we had him earlier with Marion Hutton doing Where Was I? But this time, no vocalist, and that is titled The Redskin Rumba. Of course, if that were done more recently, it probably would be the Red Hawks Rumba. Now comes Frank Sinatra and that melancholy echo, better known as the Call of the Canyon.
Just a melancholy echo, lingering when the day is through. It's the call of the canyon. Once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I search the moonlight up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more. Standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die. Will I ever find an ember burning from the days gone by? Then I hear a lonely whisper as a little spark I see. It's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me. Spark I see, it's the call of the canyon, bringing back your answer to me.
Beautiful song from the Gene Autry film of the same title, Call of the Canyon, done by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra featuring Frank Sinatra, with his cowboy hat and his old cayuse. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, having a wonderful time with the class of 1940, and getting set now to listen to two great acts teamed together, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, and the Mills Brothers. And they do a great job with Marie.
Oh, babe, Marie.
Bumper do the bell today.
Johnny's brave.
Just can't waiting for me.
Marie.
Oh, girl, am I
you
dreaming?
You send me with him to find.
Waiting at the garden gate.
Your heart is it.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
Until
you fall again.
And
take him, darling,
take him.
The moon on a night like this.
The moon is splendid.
Go petting in the
world to kiss.
Oh, the way I love
every
you,
darling.
I do.
Love your words.
Hope a letter came from
will
you.
Will you soon?
Oh, body and soul.
I'm dead and
now I'm
living in a great big way.
One more boy.
Living in a great big way.
Louis. Thank you.
While listening to Marie by Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers, it occurred to me that there are so many legendary artists that recorded during that time. And then just 3 weeks ago, I was into the music of 1980. So it doesn't matter which of those five decades we're featuring, there's always some great music to be had. And I hope you feel the same way. Okie dokie, now talking about legendary artists. Anytime we get the chance, we always like to feature Django Reinhardt, one of the most fantastic guitar players that ever lived. And his little entry into our class of 1940 is right out of the Great American Songbook, and we call it All of Me. Don't settle for anything less. He's the one and only Django Reinhardt, and that is about all of me that you get in this show. Now for our exit music, we're going to pick a tune that was recorded right at the tail end of the 1930s, but as you listen to Big Bill Brunsey and Truckin' Little Woman, see if you don't think that there's a lot of the elements here that were very common in the early 50s with what we called then rock and roll music. You'll hear a lot of that sound right here. So you got to think that maybe Big Bill might have been on to something with his Truckin' Little Woman from Tennessee.
See that woman, her hands up over her head. Did you hear me? What I said, she's a truckin' little woman, don't you know? She's a truckin' little woman, don't you know? She's a truckin' little woman, yeah, from Tennessee. Wake up, boys, don't you be no fool. It's a little gal here, she's just from school. She got plenty of sense, she ain't no fool. She got big eyes, cause she's stubborn as a mule. But she's a truckin' little woman, don't you know? Yeah, she's a truckin' little woman, don't you know? She's a truckin' little woman, yeah, from Tennessee. This little gal that I'm singing about, she's strictly tailor-made and it ain't no doubt. She's built up round, right on the ground. She can look up as long as you can look down, cause she's a truckin' little woman, don't you know? She's a truckin' little woman, don't you know? She's a truckin' little woman, yeah, from Tennessee. And what's that Annie got? Why did she keep it? And in what drawer? Why did she get it? And how much it cost? Act like a big motor with a double exhaust. Cause she's a truckin' little woman, don't you know? Well, she's a truckin' little woman, don't you know? She's a truckin' little woman, yeah, from Tennessee. See that woman going down the road? Jumping and jacking like a Model T Ford. She's a truckin' mother for you, don't you know? Boy, she's a truckin' mother for you, don't you know? She's a truckin' mother for you, yeah, from Tennessee.
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.